Midoiraisa bibitul ba'alma sagi. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says it in the context to explain that that's why Bidika, you can even believe in Isha Evid Bakata, because it's anyways only the Rabbanan, because again, as quoted, Midoiraisa bibitul sagi. Midoiraisa bibitul sagi means that you can go to your friend's house on Chol HaMoed and you see chametz prominently displayed all over the house, and you ask him what is going on, and he said, I did bitul. And Midoiraisa, that's the good answer. What is bitul? How does it work? But that's for sure. The Gemara says it works for the Raisa. The Gemara says it again on Daf Yud. And the emes is that it's also a Mishnah. Only once, but a Mishnah. Daf Mem Tes. That if a person who is Hailech Lishchat Pischa Lamal is Benoi, he can't go back. He's busy. Mevatel Beliboy. Mevatel. What is Bittel? Rashi says, and Tosis has two kashas, and then Tosis has a pshat, and we're going to do all of that today. Rashi says, Tashbisu. You put the chametz to rest. And Rashi even Kenechus, it didn't say Beferish, Tivaru. Tivaru would be to destroy. Or it didn't say Tishroifu, which is to burn. It says Tashbisu. Tashbisu of Lev is also a Tashbisu. The Eresh Tekashi is, Tais says two Kashis. The Eresh Tekashi is, and we did it already, but I want to just mashlam a few Nakudis. The Eresh Tekashi is, Tais says, Tashbisu could be Bittul. You know what? People are confused about this. I want to say something important before we start. We're not up to Tosis yet. We're going to do it today. Tosis learns not like Rashi, and I want us to be aware of that too, so we know what Tosis is attacking. Tosis, in fact, learns Tashbisu means physical. Burning or Mefar B'Zoy L'Ruach, but it means physical. If you do this thing we're talking about called Bittul, you did not do Tashbisu, because Tashbisu means to destroy it.
What
Tosis did. As a matter of fact, before we're going to go back to Rashi, I'm already a spoiler. We're going to say a little bit what Tosis did. That's what we're going to do. Then we're going to go back to Rashi. Then we're going to go back to Tosis. So Tosis says, Tashbisu avad means physical. And if you didn't physically destroy it, you didn't do Tashbisu. According to Tosis, that friend who invites this guy in Chol HaMoed and he says, hey, there's chametz all over the house. What did you do? What are you doing? If he were to answer, according to Tosis, I'm good to go. I did Tashbisu. He's wrong. I'm going to get to your question, Yaakov. He's wrong. He did not do Tashbisu. Because according to Tosis, Tashbisu means something physical. Maybe not Tafkes Reifa, but something physical. So what did he do? And by the way, Tosis also, this guy is saying, yeah, I was Yotzer Deraisa. I did Bittul. What's that? Tosis says it's Hefker. Important announcement. When we say that Bittul is Hefker, it's not that you were Mekayim Tashbisu. You avoided Tashbisu. You avoided Tashbisu. A guy who ever since Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan doesn't have any chametz whatsoever in his house. So when it comes Pesach, is there any tashbisu to do? There's nothing to do. I mean, maybe some Oyber Chacham would say, go buy a kazayis of chametz to do tashbisu. We'll talk about that. But be'etzem, if this guy hasn't had chametz ever since, so he doesn't have tashbisu. L'chayra, according to Tosis's pshat, that bittul means hefker, it's not a kiyum of tashbisu. I didn't deliver that I made tashbisu, but I avoided it. I don't have any chametz. It's actually chametz, and it's still on my shelf, but it's not mine, it's hefker. Now, literally, it's hefker, like, the emes, it's, you didn't need this new thing called bittul, it's hefker. The Ezer Hashem, as soon as I can, I'm going to get back to Tosis, we're going to talk about that. But that's a front-center difference. Whereas Rashi says that Bittul is a kiyum of Tashbisu, Tosis is going to have two questions, and we're going to go through them and answer how Rashi answered them. But the two questions, both of them are attacking. Tashbisu can't be Bittul. So what is Bittul, says Tosis? An avoidance, a cop-out, a loophole. Can anyone think of any other possible loopholes how a guy could possibly, to have chametz prominently displayed on his shelf? And when the friend asks him, for the fourth time, Bianco, what's going on? And he doesn't answer, I did Bittul of Rashi of Tashbisu. And he doesn't say, I did Tosis's Bittul of Hefker. Any other terrors this guy could possibly say to explain to his friend why he's not being over a Doraisa? He sold it. Why dafka to a goy? Why can't he say he sold it to a yid? What? Why can't he say he sold it to a yid? What? Oh, stepping on the guy, like the grah, that would be a problem, but not like the rabbi. Not like the grah, even that would be a teretz. Yeah, the guy has a problem. I don't have a problem. I mean, he could also be telling you it looks like chametz. It's really, made out of Kidneyism said, I'm not talking about those kind of answers. I wasn't looking for that. When you're saying things like kidney, what are you bringing kidneyism for? But again, besides all those other options like had, so to a guy in that, if the guy is being asked, and again, he says, how can you be having chametz all over your house? He says, there's a Gemara in the Afdala that I can, the rice at least be good to go on such a situation. Like Rashi is because I did tashbisu. Like Toysus, you mamish didn't. Tashbisu is physical. But you did something else which is based, it's a quasi hefker. What does quasi mean? I have no idea. And at the end of the shiur, you won't know either. But we'll see what Toysus is saying. There's the kash of Toysus and Rashi was. Rabbi Kiva holds you need sreifa. Maxim ha'olam. Yes, Toysus quoted on Rabbi Kiva that needs sreifa. Not just Rabbi Kiva holds sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda on that chafalah, my favorite Mishnah, says sreifa. Ask from a Mishnah, don't ask from Rabbi Yehuda. From Rabbi Kiva dafka, which is on that hay over here. Rabbi Kiva on that hay, and the whole balagan of when Tashbisu starts, there's a whole coming of sugya. If Tashbisu is from Chatzos or at night, Rabbi Kiva says it can't be at night because I'm happy to make a fire. Oh, he mentioned fire. We're going to, end of quote, we're going to see that tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, and the truth is, I'll add another kasha to Achronim asks, who's the choyokim on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? That you don't have to do dafka fire. The chachamim, what do they hold? Vayka physical. Mefar v'zayr l'ruach, but vayka physical. Toysus could have asked from them also. How could you tell me Tashbisu is bittul? It's got to be physical. What's the answer for Rashi? And we explained about Chavon in Thursday, but I want to just connect that. Tashbisu has a dual meaning. Not so fair to try to connect this, but that's it. It's a dual meaning. If a person would choose to do Tashbisu, he can either choose to do Sreifa, and yes, like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, that's the way to do it. Like the Chachamim, he can choose to do it physical. But there's also another option. He can do it belayed. Even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva hold that other option, or maybe only the Chachamim. Subject to a discussion. We can clear about that. There are definitely Makairis and Rishonim that even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva could hold of Bittul. Now, so when would you ever have to burn it? And even more annoying, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Zayin says that the Chachamim attacked Rabbi Yehuda and says, you're only hung up on Sreifa, so if you're not going to have wood, you're going to be Yoshev Ubatel. Why are you going to be Yoshev Ubatel? You can still do Bittul. That's not what the Gemara means, Yoshev Ubatel. I don't think so. We're going to come back to this topic, but I want to go to the second Kasha of Tosfos, because there's a lot to do. The Tzveita Kasha is... Tosfos says, you know what? And you know what? When you ask a Tzveita Kasha, make believe the first Kasha is not fair. You don't have to, but it's a good way to set up things. Naniach, the first Kasha is not fair. Naniach, I'll be soyable. You're stickle toyer. Yeah, Tashbisu could mean an array of options. Fire, water, and fire is a little more bit the blade. Yeah, but you can't do bit the blade for Tosfos, because when do we do Tashbisu? Now, the Emes says, when does Tashbisu start? Now, the coming up sugi is going to have a long discussion of proving that Tashbisu doesn't start by the beginning of the night of Leila Seder, which is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. For the record, that is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Ach b'yei Marishan Tashbisu means when the Leila Seder starts. So the Gemara is going to have 5, 6, 7 proofs that it's not true. So when does Tashbisu start? Without knowing the Sugya Nafei, but knowing the information, when does Tashbisu start? Chatzos. For our purposes, if the Gemara doesn't mind, I'm calling Chatzos 12 o'clock. I'm calling Chatzos 12 o'clock. You know what? This is Bem is very important, not only for today, but for the whole Hemshech of the Sugya. For the next few days, I want to make an assumption that from the time it takes someone to strike a match until the chametz becomes slightly toasted, well done toasted, and finally charcoal gummer, I'm skipping crispy, and it takes 17 minutes. Just bear with me. Different people take different times. It depends on the chametz, it depends on the fire, it depends on a lot of factors. For our explanation, we're just going to go like that. And I'm also assuming that chatzos is exactly 12 o'clock. It's just easy, okay? Because we have there's a lot of problems to deal with in the sugya. Now, the Gemara is going to prove that Tashbisu means at 12 o'clock. Now, a simple question. If Tashbisu means to destroy with fire, and you know that it takes 17 minutes till this chametz is going to be charcoal, so you have two choices. You should either strike the match at 11:43, because if you do it at 11:43, you will get your objective of the chametz being farbrent, get farbrent at 12. Well, no, you can strike the match at 12 o'clock. Can you strike the match at 12:01? No, I lost it. Ready? What? If you strike the match at 12:01, you were over Averis for 60 seconds. Now, why, if you strike the match at 12 o'clock, are you not being over as at 12:04, 12:06, 12:10, 12:14? It's still lightly mild, medium rare. Why not?
Let me match
the what?
lighting the match or putting bread in the flame?
That's a good question. Is it lighting the match, but the bread is still over here, and even you're actually even busy setting up the twigs, or does the chametz have to be? That's a good question. We could deal with that. But let's just talk about the 17-minute thingy. There's going to be an issue, and it's going to be a huge machlokes, whether tashbisu at chatzos is, I'm going to say a nusach which we might not lie with, but I want to say, is it be mashbis at chatzos, or it should be mushbis by chatzos? Do I want the end result to be by chatzos, or do I want to get started by chatzos? I can't start at 12:01 or 12:17, of course, because then, for sure, for those minutes, I was already being over. But do I have to totally do it before or not? This issue is going to be a huge machlokes, and we're going to talk about it again and again and again. What's wrong with 11:30? If you light the match at 11:30, then by 11:40, 11:47. So I said a few minutes ago that avada depends on the size of the bread and the kind and the fire, but for our conversation, we're going to use as a muscle 17 minutes as a thing, a direct sign. That's what we said. So we're doing with that. We're going with that. So when should what? Why? Interesting, Kasha. It's sort of like a bittel. Yeah, but you can't do bittel then. It's too late. Toisus is say to Kasha. When tashbisu means fire, according to Toisus, when do you do the tashbisu? Again, there's going to be many other stuff. And for now, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. There's only two choices. Either 11:43 or at 12 o'clock. Meaning 11:43 that it's farbrent by 12, or strike the match at 12, that it should be farbrent by 12:17. This is going to be a developing chakira. We're going to talk about it again and again and again. Here's the secret of why Toisus has a kasha and Rashi. And Minei Obey, you're going to hit the teretz for Rashi. Toisus' kasha is, he says, how can you tell me tashbisu means belayed? And Naniach, I'm asking to the teretz of the first kasha. You were hung up a bit with Zachas Reifa? No, I hear there could be a multiple option translation of the word tashbisu. Tashbisu could mean fire, water, ruach, belayed, all the options. Abazak Toisus, you know which machana I'm from? I'm from those that hold that when you do tashbisu, you do it at 12. Can't do bittel at 12 because it's a first shigemar. You can't do bittel after the chametz is aser. That's like the second kasha. Oi, the tashbisu. I mean, like, come on, in the sugi that we're gonna do. And avada, when do you do it? At 12. That's a cloud. Bittel can't be done after zman isur. It's a gemara of zayin dodim, which is why. But avada, that's a fact. You know what the teretz for Rashi is? Even on burning, you know which mach will suggest. We'll see if it holds water. We'll see if it holds with the rest of the Rashi's. But we'll suggest that Rashi's from the 11:43 nix. That when you know that a shreif is going to take 17 minutes, when are you supposed to start? If you're supposed to be finished by 12? At 11:43. So let me tell you something. And if you know that you're going to choose crumbling, and crumbling takes only 12 minutes, so when would you start? What? 48. 47, 59. And bittel, how long does it take you to say kol chamir if you don't break your teeth? 30 seconds. So say kol chamir 30 seconds before. And it's not shver derashi. It's beautiful. That's the vikuach. Toisus holds that when it says tashbisu, whatever tashbisu means, it says first get starting your act together when it starts. And fire, I can understand. You start at 12, let it take its 17-minute roll. 17-minute... the thing. Bittel takes only a minute, but it's too late. But like Rashi, it's not shver. Now, a major nightmare for this chakira, which we're going to have to come back with, is, again, and it's not fear because we haven't done this Gemara, but one of the many proofs that the Gemara on Daf Hey proves that Tashbisu was at Chatzos and not at the beginning of Yontif is Rabbi Kiva. And listen to a dramatic Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, how can you do Tashbisu mamash when Yontif starts? Mamash when Yontif starts! When does Yontif start? I don't want to talk now about Bein HaShemoshes and Shkia and Rabbeinu Tam and all that. Let's keep things simple, even without pomegranates. Yontif starts 7 p.m., okay? Don't ask me if I mean Shkia Tseis or Rabbeinu Tam. Yontif starts 7 p.m. Zok Rabbi Kiva, crazy problem. You're supposed to do Tashbisu at 7 p.m. You can go at 7 p.m. and light a match. Ridiculous. You can't make a fire on Yontif. I have a question. Maybe you should light the match at 6:43. And then Rabbi Kiva falls through. Anyone that holds from that system, then the whole Gemara Rabbi Kiva. How could I suggest that Tashbisu means do it before it should be finished by? Nice plan, but then the whole Gemara of Rabbi Kiva is not going to work out. Then let that taka be the din. Hey, Rabbi Kiva only said the only reason he pushed Tashbisu back 6 hours earlier is because he had this crisis, he can't make a fire on Yontif. Okay, so make the fire at 6:43. That's exactly what I told you. Be finished burning it by 7. I didn't say start burning it at 7. I said be finished burning it by 7. That's exactly what I wanted to avoid when I said that 7 p.m. by me is 7 p.m. flat. I don't want to talk about Ben Hashmashas or Ben Hatam and about Taisus Yom Tov. It's a nice one. We're going to do it. Remind me when we talk about Rabbi Kiva. It's a good kasha. But for now, I want to remain with this Nakuda. So again, quick recap on the two kashas of Taisus on Rashi. Rashi says that Tashbisu means bittul for Taisus. And again, I said it twice. I'm not going to be going that Tashbisu is bittul. I'm going to be going that Tashbisu is hefker and it's avoiding bittul. But you want to suggest Tashbisu is bittul. Eretz the kash is Tashbisu is physical, like Rabbi Kiva Sreifa, like Rabbi Yehuda Sreifa, even like the Chachamim, some kind of physical destruction. How can you tell me it means bittul? Teretz for Rashi on that first kasha. Tashbisu is multilingual. It means a lot of different things. It could also mean bittul. So Tosfos, yeah, but I have a tzveita kasha. And Tosfos, remember, holds that Tashbisu. And if the Amos starts at Chatzos, means you get your act started at Chatzos. You strike the match at Chatzos. He says, in Bittel, the lathe, too late, you can't do that. Teretz for Rashi. Rashi will go like the Pshat is Tashbisu means do it before you hit the clock at the time. So fire takes 17 minutes, do it 17 minutes before. Bittel takes only 30 seconds, do it 30 seconds before. That's going to be the answer. Problem, according to Rashi, so when is Tashbisu? 12 o'clock is when Tashbisu and the Baal Yerah, everything kicks in. So when is Tashbisu? Before. Frek the Perevenu Peretz. We know, and it's a Gemara later on, that Baal Yerah is a Nitikla Esek. You don't get Malkus for Baal Yerah. Why don't you get Malkus for Baal Yerah? Because Baal Yerah is a Nitikla Esek. Frek Rabbeinu Peretz, how can you tell me it's Nitikla Esek? Nitikla Esek, the concept means if you do a lav, no. Fix it up by doing something else to fix it up. Beheshev Esekzela. You stole Beheshev Esekzela. Frek Rabbeinu Peretz, if you're telling me that Tashbisu was before, so how can you tell me that the Tashbisu is Menatik, the lav of Baal Yerah? I say Frek. It's a major kasha. We're not going to talk about it so much now, but I want to tell you an idea. It's something the other one is familiar with, partially. I already talked about it. It's going to sound a little interesting. Baal Yerah is not nitik to the essay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is chronologically prior to Baal Yerah. Get ready. Baal Yerah is nitik to the essay of Baal Yerah. Does that make sense? Baal Yerah is nitik. Do you want to hear that? Rav Nochem says that Baal Yerah is not just a lav. Baal Yerah is see to it that you don't have chametz. Macht as du zos nistab in the chametz. Baal Yerah could be an essay. Fascinating. When the Gemara says Baal Yerah is nitik l'essay, it's nitik to the essay that's in the Baal Yerah, not to the lav. Now we're going to come back to the Rashi Bar Chava as the sugya is going to be developed, but we're cutting and going straight into Tosis. Tosis has a different shot. Let's see from inside. But I'm Marie, because of my two kashes, that I'm not soible that midiraisa bittul could be a kiyum of Tashbisu. First of all, Tashbisu is physical. Second of all, Tashbisu is after his manasar, and after his manasar, you can't do bittul. Rather, says Tosis, the midiraisa of a bittul ba'almasagi, you know why? Mitam, the me'achar shebitloi have a hefker. Beloi yatsam reshusai, umutter. Kedamrinon, avalat the royal shall acher mishal gavoya. Ah, ibahad amina b'nedarim hefker b'fnei shloisha. What's Taisus kasha? Does it din hefker needs three people? It's what shver. There's a rishon, the Rav Yoh. He says what shver. Most people doing bedikas chametz and bittul. There's probably a few b'nei bayis. They're usually just three people. What's your problem? As he's up. What about if not? But that's what he says. But anyways, Taisus says where's the three people? So he says that's only it's only midrabbanan atakana. Midraisa you don't need. Now, does Tosis really mean Bittel is Hefker? Frekta Ramban, seven kashas, we'll start with that and start working it out. Frekta Ramban, if it's Hefker, so call it Hefker. Why are you calling it Bittel? You're getting me confused with the thing. Call it Hefker. And you know what? Before we even go back to the other six kashas of the Ramban, what if a person taka is mafker his chametz? You know, there are a lot of people that sell their house. There's even people that do a mechiras in Gimel, they sell it the day before. What would be if taka person is mafker his chametz? Forget about Rashi and Tosis now. A guy is about to do Bedikas Chametz, it's early a Dalet, and he says, you know what, this is a big hassle, the whole thing. I have a plan, I'll be mafker the Chametz. I'm mafker all my Chametz. He calls up the Rav, do I have to do Bedika? I'm very serious, watch, the guy calls up his Rav, he says, it's 20 minutes before Shia, he'd rather be doing other things, fill in the blank, whatever guy wants to do. Yeah? Which Masechta, I don't care which one, right? Leave a Chametz. But he calls the Rav and says, I don't want to do Bedikas Chametz. Says, yeah? I'm being mafker my Chametz. Why should I have to do Bedikah? What? Not like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, Hefker doesn't work because it still belongs to you. Good kasha. Yeah. 1 second. He was mafker the chametz. What? I can't hear you. The Takana Drabban. Which daf is that Takana Drabban you're referring to, Rav Chaim? Beis Min Aleph. Yeah, what was the Takana Drabban? According to Tosis, what was the Takana Drabban? Shem Yavilach, like, Gevaldik, I'm asking him. According to Tosis, you have to do Bedikah. But what about according to Rashi? How did we learn in Rashi? Why is there a takana derabanan? Not because of Shemayah Bilachloi. Why is there a takana derabanan? Hints, a word with a flaw. Yeah? Hefker has a flaw? What's the flaw in Hefker? Bittel, I understand, there's a flaw. He won't do it, but like Shalom, we're going to soon explain what Bittel is. But if a guy's taka mafkir, if a guy's mafkir is chametz, why does he have to do bedikah for?
It might be
Bal Yerov. It won't be Bal Yerov.
He might pick it up on Yom.
Even if he picks it up, it's not. Oh, he might be zoichen it. Shema Yovi Liskeis Bar, Anaya Gzeira, Anaya Gzeira, Shema Yovi Liskeis Bar, meaning, Shema Yovi Liskeis Bar is similar to the Bar Tanuris Shema Yimalech. I like it. It's similar to the Bar Tanuris floor of Shema Yimalech. What? So the Bar Tanuris says that was the floor. That's not why you do Bidika. I'm coming just to ask, according to, you know, it's not fair that I told you there were 17 floors in this. This is the Ran, the basic shot is that the floor is Shalo Yivat Abalev Shalom. And I'm coming to say, on Bittel, there's a part, he wasn't doing it B'leif Shalom, but if he's Mafkir, you know, even if it wasn't B'leif Shalom, even if he wasn't Mafkir, Shkoyer, there's room in the front, there's room in the... Yeah.
You'll be good in the back.
Shem Allah Yavata B'leif Shalom, but if he does Hefker, even if he wasn't B'leif Shalom, it's Bark Shabalev. And then he shouldn't have to do bedikah. Why do you have a tanas chachamim? But I want to go back to the Tosis. Again, we have to have seven kashas on Tosis. What sheet is Tosis? Bittel is hefker. The erste kasha is, so use the word hefker. Don't use the word, the Ramban's lashon is, misani lecha lashon hefker, you hate the lashon of hefker. Why do you have to say yeshivish bittel? Call it hefker if it is. A tzveit kasha. By avoid the zara also the Gemara says bittel. And when you do bittel, the avoid the zara is mutter. Would hefker work? No, because even if it doesn't belong to you, it's still a Avodah Zarah. Obviously, Bittel means something else. Adrita Kasha, Rabbi Yossi, Gemara Nedarim. Rabbi Yossi says when a person's mafkir something, it's still his until someone else comes and takes it. If a person is mafkir something, ad the osilur shosoiche, it's not hefker. It still belongs to the original Bible. Now here, guys, mafkir is chametz. Who else is zoiche into it? No. It's still like Rabbi Yossi, his. Fourth kasha. The one and only kasha Tosis does ask. Hefker needs three people. How did we answer that? The Rabbi Yossi says, maybe when you do B'dikas Chametz, your three family members are with you. But no. You know, it's a shtickle problem even. Because, first of all, the guy is doing B'dikas by himself. But even more, the Gemara in Darm says you need three people. One to be Zoich in it, and the other two to be Meir. Your B'nai Besa can't be Meir. They're Kroivim. And you need... You know, Kroivim are good for the Hefker of Nesh Leisha? What? For B'dikas Chametz, for the Rav Yosdin, okay. Everything's good. But for this connection of Hefker B'fnei Shloisha, I'm not sure. Also, another kasha that Ramban asks, you're not allowed to be mafkir something on Shabbos. Bittel we do on Shabbos. The Gemara says, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you're mevatel on Shabbos. I thought if Bittel is Hefker, you can't be mafkir on Shabbos. Another kasha, Bittel is belayv. Hefker needs be-peh. Gerada, the Ramban has a teretz to that one. He says, "Amar b'gechidus." He says, "You missed the boat." Avada bittel needs b'peh. Bittel needs b'peh and belayv. Whereas normally you're allowed to say b'peh, and then I don't care what you're thinking because it's dvarim shebelayv. By bittel, it needs to be belayv sholim. Besides b'peh, it also needs belayv. But assuming not like that, how can it be belayv? And al kulon afrek the Ramban. We say kol chamira. We say it should be afar. We don't say hefker. Again, a quick recap on the seven kashas. There are more. The kashas were to understand that Tosis is learning that it's a regular pshat of hefker, that it's a regular pshat of hefker, misani l'chalosh and hefker, and it could be belayv, and it doesn't need to three people, and how could you do it on Shabbos, and like Rabbi Yossi, it's not yours until someone else is zoiche, by avoy the zora this bittel over there can't mean hefker. For now, we don't know what's going on. Zot maram chalav on avav. What? In the recap, I only did five. In the reasoning, I said seven. Yeah, you have to get it. You want to know all seven again? We'll do all seven again. One second. I don't know which two I didn't say. We're going to do all seven kashas. There's plenty of time. The seven kashas are, why, if you mean hefker, just say hefker. Tzveit the kasha. By avoid the zoro, we use a lashon of bittel. And over there, it can't be the concept of hefker. The third kasha. Rabbi Yossi in Masechet Nedarim says Hefker is not Chal, it's still yours, the original guys, told someone else is Zaycha. Here by the Chametz, no one else is Zaycha, so it's still yours, it's dumped on you still. Fourth Kasha, Hefker needs B'fnei Shloisha. Taisus is the one asks that kasha, the only kasha Taisus asks. The fifth kasha. There's a din you're not allowed to do hefker on Shabbos. Bittul could be done on Shabbos. Sixth kasha. Bittul is even belayv. Hefker needs peh. Seventh kasha is a lashon of kol chamir, which is, by the way, not a gemara. It's a lashon of the ga'onim that we say that it should blive like offer. There's a lot of different tyres here, but let's get started. The Maram Chalava says, and it's a little unfair, but he says, when we talk about hefker by chametz, yes, it's called hefker, and if you really want to be annoyed, call it something else you write. But it's hefker, what did we say before? A quasi-hefker. The purpose of regular hefker, what's the end game? What's the purpose of hefker? That it should be somebody else's. Over here, I don't want this to be mine, I want it to be anyone else's. So, I mean, I somebody want it in the streets. I don't want it, then hopefully someone else will pick it up. The end result, what I want, b'chayra, my matara, is that someone else should get it. Hint, hint, that's where Rav Yossi says, till someone else picks it up, it's not yours, it's still yours. Because that's what you want. Over here, it's a hefker, but the ikker purpose of the hefker is abi, that it shouldn't be mine. It's Pesach anyways, but I want go to pick it up. Says the Maram Chalava, this knech, so it's hefker but not, answers all the questions. Hefker that you wanted to get to the other guy needs to be prepared, because you got to talk to the other guy. He doesn't see what, he doesn't read your mind. You need three people there. One to be the other guy, and two to be made. Don't do it on Shabbos. We don't do kinyanim on Shabbos. What? Which? I'm going to lose all seven chives. He's going to count only six. Let me answer all the seven chives. Again. Vibalt, we're explaining that the gather of Hefker over here is Hefker, but not a Hefker that the end result is should be the other guy's. The end result is Abi, it's not mine. I could do such a thing even on Shabbos. I can do it without any other people there. I can do it in my heart. Even Rav Yossi agrees to this kind of hefker. Rav Yossi was all hung up. Hefker is not chal till it gets to the other guy. Yeah, a hefker that the end game is that it should get to the other guy, says Rav Yossi, it ain't nothing until it gets to the other guy. The violet's yours. But if the matar of the hefker is just a bee, that it shouldn't be yours, so it's not yours. So it's hefker, but it's not exactly hefker. Now, it's funny, you know, we just asked seven questions. Taisus ignored most of them. He had one question. What about the fact that you need three people? It says here that one still is a little bit shvach. Yeah, that's what it says there. The misanile is still a little bit shvach. Maybe it's half answered. You know, Taisus wants to say, Taisus asks, of all the questions we're attacking, Taisus says, what about the fact that you need three people? So listen to what Taisus. He says, midoraisa, you don't need three people. What kind of shpiel? But midorabanan, you do what? When they made bedikas chametz, so some say, when they made the takana of a bittul, they said, I mean, we're dealing with midoraisa of a bittul, so it's enough. But you know what's interesting? Taisa says, midaraisa, you don't need three. How many do you need midaraisa? Taisa says, this thing you need three people is only the rabbanon. How many people do you need for deraisa? Machlekes machaber amoch, hashemish betzim and reishayin zayin tziv gimel. Whether you need one or none, or none. Taisa says, l'chara coming to say none. I'm assuming a guy's doing bitl even when no one else is there. What?
How many do you need?
You're right. I mean, it's not totally in the Gedarim there. You're right. There's another idea, though. It was in the Maram Akoimus from last year, the previous year. There's a Machan Ephraim in Hilchas Chiyumi Hefker, and he brings an interesting Tzushto. You know what? I'll go straight into the Tzushto because there's other Makaris for it also. There's a Shita of Beis Shammai in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Beis Shammai holds Odo Mitzuvah al Shvisas Kelov. Not only is a person not supposed to do malacha, avadi, even everyone holds, even Beis Hillel, a behema. Your behema can't do malacha on Shabbos. But Beis Shammai takes it further. Your kli can't do malacha on Shabbos. For the Gemara, you're allowed to leave a pot on the plata. Your pot is doing malacha. You have a candle. A candle means a kli that has oil in it. It's not being shayvus. It's burning a candle. How does a person have a candle, a pot? So the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, he's mafkir. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, right? Gigis ner v'kedera afkurei mafter lehu. The evidence is a problem in Hilchas Shabbos. Afkurei mafter lehu. I once saw a shayla from Rabbi Landau. We wanted to know on Chanukah when it's chal on Leil Shabbos, the night of Friday night when it's Chanukah. L'chayra like Peshama, you have to do the hefker of the Shvisas Kelim. But he had makaris that near Chanukah does have to be yours. How are you going to work that out? But not for now. So the Gemara says, this is, by the way, a quote of a Gemara, Shabbos Yudches, Afkuri Mafkalu. So Taka, like Beis Shammai, everyone, fire, Avlokas Neiris, he gets up and he makes a Hazcharoza, Bifnei Shloisha, Amafkiru, my Kalim. So they say, and it's a Tosfos in Baba Metzia, and the Machon Ephraim brings it. Anan Sahadi the Machkelu Beliboy Shelo Yalayav Ralisa Shvisas Kalim. We know a Yid doesn't want to be over on Shvisas Kalim. And like Beishami, there's a problem because your Nair and your Kedera and your Gigas is doing Malacha. So there's an Anan Sahadi that you mafker. This Anan Sahadi is so light that it could be belayed, not the Tnei Shloisha, and has all the coolest. Similar, Lagavi over here, Lagavi de Bal Yoro, that's the Machon Ephraim Sushtel. I'm doing it in Oifin Anan Sahadi that he wants it to be mufker. But the truth is, you know, there's a Diak Niflin Toysis, I don't even know what to do with it yet. Toysis doesn't say it's Hefker. He says, May Achar Shebitloi have a Hefker. He doesn't say you were mafker. You're doing Bittel, and I don't know what Bittel is, quasi Hefker. Misani le Lashon quasi Hefker. Oh, I'm going to get to that. There's a fact. 1 second. But he says, "May achash a bit loy have a hefker." Not that it's direct hefker, nor may achash a bit loy have a hefker. Now, the emes, I want to come back to the Tosfos. There's a lot more to do though. Still, the emes is again. This is important. We're not finished, but I'm announcing tomorrow we're starting the new Gemara. The two dots we're starting. Will we probably come back to the Tosfos here? Yeah, but because Pashut it's relevant. The sugi coming up is about Tashbisu. When Tashbisu is it at Chatzos? Spoiler, it's at Chatzos. There's 7 proofs that it's from Chatzos, not from the beginning of Yom Tov. And that's the sugya. We will come back and forth to this Tosfos. Yeah, Bittel and Tashbisu, it's going together. But still holding in Bittel, how many Pshatim did we say in Bittel so far today? 2. Rashi and Tosfos, but I want to say more. But let's again, what did we do? Rashi said Bittel is a kiyum of Tashbisu. One of the oifanim of doing Tashbisu, besides doing it with fire and the fire of Zayr al-Ruach, it can be done with Bittel. Tosfos had his 2 kashas. First of all, Tosfos insisted that Tashbisu was only physical. He also had his problem that he owed that Tashbisu was you first do it after the Zman Isser. Bittel is too late to do. Because of that, Tosfos says Bittel is quasi-hefker. We had 7 kashas, 5 terutzim, and we did that. There's another mahalach in Bittel. I'm going to call it the mahalach of the Ran and the Ramban. La'anine hatam dirashinuyim between the Ran and the Ramban. But for now, at least we'll call it the Ran and the Ramban together. They say that the emes, a person should never be oyev al yiro because chametz is isuri hana. And as such, that it's isuri hana, it's not yours. Isuri hana is not brishuscha, and according to some achronim, it's not even yours. There's a whole shayla of sources. Is isuri hana just ain't a brishuscha, or is even at shulcha? So why b'chal you oyev? The terrors is the famous Gemara. Asa na kasa kilu, it's yours. See, the emes, you should never be oyev al yiro because it's not yours. It's a isuri hana. Asana kosov that it is. Bittel, according to the Ran and the Ramban, is that you're saying a mevater, a declaration, I don't want the asana kosov. By declaring you don't want the asana kosov, memela, it's you're not oyev al yiro because it's ein b'shus, because it's isuri hana, an ein foul. We timed it already when we did this at the beginning of this month that if a guy does bittel at 10 o'clock in the morning or even the night before, it's not chal yet. He said the declaration then, but the emes, it kicks in. When it's about to become Asar Bahano, and it's about to trigger the Asana Kosov Kilu, it's yours, you already put the suspense on that it should not work. Ad Kadei, that I have a Ha'ara. You know, when do we do Bittel? Halach Lamaisa, when do we do Bittel? Twice. Once at night, right after Bidikas Chametz, and once again after the Shreifa. What's the 2 Bittels? Notice, in the first Bittel, we say only on Chametz that I don't know about. The next one is on all Chametz, even the ones I do know about. The Ramah says, do the second bittel after you burn it. Because if you're going to do the bittel before you burn it, then chaval, you're going to burn chametz. You're burning chametz that's already bottled. I don't get it. It's a 10:42 in the morning. You said the bittel, but the bittel's not going to be implemented until this man is there anyways. What's wrong with saying the nusach of the bittel before you throw it into the fire? If the mechanism is such that the bittel kicks in afterwards, what's wrong with saying the bittel before what's called?
Back to what Rabbi Clark and
itself shouldn't have it, then shouldn't make a difference. It's telling that, yeah. In Echanam, that's fine, that. But now my question is like this. So 1 second, we just said a 3rd pshat in Bittel. Rashi knows it's a kim of Tashbisu, Tosfos knows it's Hefker, the Ramban and the Ran said it's a declaration that you don't want the Asar and Akasa, which kicks in later. Oh, here's the idea, Rabbi. See, I said it from the Ran and the Ramban. The Shakasari and the Tzlach didn't have a Ramban. They had a Ran who quotes the Ramban, but they didn't have a Ramban. It's a fact. And they say interesting chiddush. We said this already. The first day of his mind. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chametz as mutter b'hano. Kach. That's Rabbi Yossi. It's osar b'chilo and all that. Bal yiro, but there's no isra no. Zog and Zayler, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you don't need a son, a kosef, and this whole mechanism can't work. Oy bazoy, if that's chat and bittle, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ain't no such thing as bittle. If bit, I mean, you can't fool yourself. If bittle works because it's a mechanism, that it's a declaration that you don't want the asan akosef of the Yisuri Hanah, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold to that. Problem is, Zachinu to the Ramban. The Ramban, a line after he says, it's a declaration of asan akosef, he says, and like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, bittle also works. How does that go? I don't know, but that's what he says. And now I have something interesting. You know, we say it's ka'afra da'ara. Okay.
Which is the big thing that the
Rambam
is using for.
That's the kasha. In Svar, the Shabbos, and Svar, the Rambam, about the Kala. I don't know if it's the Rambam, but it's the Rambam. I tell you that the Chesed separately, but in the Ramban, in Eyubay, it's a kasha. Can you translate to me in English, ka'afra da'ara? Like the dirt of the earth or like the dirt in the street? It's a big difference. The dirt in the street is that it's hefker. You own the dirt in the street? Meaning, there's a big shaila now. I'm getting crunch time. Is bittul ofar or hefker? Even when we say ka'afra da'ara, do we mean it's hefker as a muscle, just like the dirt in the street is hefker? Anyone's interested in the dirt in the street? No, it's hefker. Or no, it's like the dirt of the earth. It's like dirt. I want it to be ofar. Is it ofar or hefker? There's serious in the Rishayin about it all. And someone asked me, I don't know, ksas ha'ara, why do we make it into ofar? Why not make it into efer? And it would be so geshmak, because I read later, Yudin Rabbi Kiva, what's the ultimate tashbisu? With fire. No, and the chiddush that you could do tashbisu belave, wouldn't it be geshmak? Fakert, I want to do tashbisu belave, but I want belave it to be, I want to do what Yudin Rabbi Kiva that could be here. With belave. I don't want to just make it offar. I don't want to just do the chachamim, the fire of the zayra l'ruach that it's offar. I want to make it efer. Okay, so it's a cute play on words, an ayin and an aleph, but the emes is a davar nechmad. The Pnei Yeshua has a big arichas here in the sugya. In the middle of a stickle, I'm not making this up, and I'm positive that that's what the Pnei Yeshua was doing. He says, uvazeh yatzasi choyvas bir sugyizu, with an aleph. But he, okay. Hamavin, you got it? So there's an ayin aleph thing about that. Now, to get back to the Taisa, you asked it. Taisa shtel su, iyat aroya shel acherim shel gavoya. Taisa shtel su, iyat aroya shel acherim shel gavoya. Frekt etzlach akasha. Are you over a Bal Yirah if the chametz of a guy? No. Are you over a Bal Yirah if the chametz of Hekdish? No. Are you over a chametz Bal Yirah if it's a different Yitz chametz? There's a whole gra about that. Now, frek etzlach. How do we know you're not over a Bal Yirah and chametz of a guy and Hekdish? We learn it from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Lo yirah lecha shelchoy ataraya. Ataraya shelacherim. Frek etzlach. Why do you need a pasuk? I saw this kash is also in the tzlach. And also the Sfasemis brings the kash from the tzlach, although he brings it a drop different. But it's in a similar vein. The kud of the question is, why do we need a pasuk? Shalchay ataray aval ataray shalachem. If you have chametz that is yours, but you just did bittel, we've been discussing and we had a few pshatim today, bittel works. If bittel works, even if it still is yours, no, it's ki'ilu afar, ki'ilu hefker. So certainly if you have chametz that's a goyiz or hektish, it's not a problem. Why would you need a pasuk? It's kavachayim. Why would you need a pasuk? Of shalchay ataroya avataroya shalachayrim. If you're, you know, a guy has three pieces of chametz in his house. One was mamash his, but he did bittel. And then he has another piece that belongs to a guy, and another piece that belongs to hektish. Yeah, the three pieces. And they tell me the one that he did bittel to, we already know he's not over. Bittel midirai sasadi. So then avadi not over on the one that's a goy's or an hektish. Does the oilim feel the kasha? I'm not so sure. If you learn bittel, is that it's offar. It's physically. The Levi is physically not chametz. Okay, but a goyz and hektish is physically chametz. From which end is he asking the kasha that he's not soivel, that if you can do bittel, you would still, it would be mukhr that who are then a goyz chametz not? I mean, ad kadei that tzlach takes this kasha, he says it's enough gemina. Because you know, if you have a goyz chametz, but you are makabal achrayis, you are over. But many rishonim hold that's only if it's achrayis of shemer sachar, if it's a shemer chinam not. Where's the makar? Shalchay ataroya. Veloy shalachayrim. That I wouldn't know from a kavachayim from Bittul. He has an einfal. The Emes is fascinating. I saw the Stipler. He says like this. He says, anything you want to say in Teshbisu, Efshir, it's not the Pshat. Meaning, Chazal, we're trying to work out what's the Havan of Chazal of Teshbisu. You can't ask me that if the Havan of Teshbisu is such that you could do Bittel, and from that you would have figured out Shalchai Yat HaCheirim, so that it should be a Kavachim, the Pasuk's extra. Hello, if there wouldn't have been a drash of Shalchai Yat HaCheirim, work it out. You would explain Teshbisu differently. You would say Teshbisu means physical dafka. Or you would come up with a different Pshat. You can't do that to me. You can't say, based on your Pshat, the Fiyah Emes and Teshbisu, that's a default that it comes out that Shalchai Yat HaRoya wouldn't be Nisbal. It's not mukhrach that's what would be. Now, I want to just stress that Nakuda again though. We have the Gemara that says, Midaraisa the Bittul Sagi. Like Rashi, Tashbisu is multifaceted. You can burn it. And let Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Kiva, that's the preferred way. You could also destroy it other ways, but you could also do Hashbasa Balev. Toisvis, a sort of quasi hefka with the Maram Chalava, a hefka with a different end game, not that it should be someone else's. We discussed the third shot of Megala Dasti, you don't want the Asana Kosov. Although again, a retainer, this you're talking this shinuyim between the Ran and the Ramban, and it's you're talking also that there's a sheet of the Rambam is a little bit different also. I want to end just with the Shaila, and again, I don't know if we got clarity on it again from before. What is the din if a person is be'emes mafkir? Not bittel, not Rashi's bittel, Taish's bittel, the Ram's bittel. And I know there's such a thing as mechiras yitimel and all that stuff, but not. A person's not my granite, but he's mafkir his chametz on Yud Gimel. You know, a lot of people do that. They throw the garbage out. They go with a few pieces that they bought for $5.99. You know, you buy the little pieces that they go burn the chametz. But meanwhile, the garbage bag with all the Cheerios, and they go this time they throw it. They leave it in the garbage dump. So yes, it's bittel. Unless you toss me, you're saying I need these pools a bittel. But this guy's more just a mafker the bag. Yeah. Is there flaws in hefker, and is there a takana legabe hefker? Oh, but you know what? A big rebach. Remember we said you shouldn't do bittel before the fire because the bittel will kick it afterwards. But if you do hefker before you burn it, then it's takafram. You're not burning your chametz. Then you're not burning your chametz taka. Something to think about. All right, very good.
The question is a couple of things there. If I wanted to have a couple of things for a bittel, you wouldn't say, so you have a second story to have a first story, so if you then have a second story, then have a first story.
What do you mean second story?
Two-story house.
Ah, it's that kind of question. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I understand you, Marshall.
If someone leaves like apples and the thing gets too big of a package and leaves on the side of the road and leaves, you're allowed to take that.
Yes.
That's bittel. That's not hefker. He doesn't need to see a mirror for that.
That's not bittel.
The godless doesn't want it.
Yeah, but it's not bittel. It's hefker mamela. It's hefker mamela.
I'm saying that's what Tysus is saying. They're saying when you're mabatlet mamela, it's hefker. That's the lashon of Tysus. When you do bittel, it's mamela hefker. This whole thing is sefer te'anim also is the same thing. Same with perurin. Perurin is mamela hefker.
And that vav, when we do pirun, we'll explain the difference between pirun and what you're trying to say now.
Because everyone else is that, so that's nothing.
There's other chalukah. You're saying good, we're going to explain it. Keep me posted, okay? Go ahead.
I would say that Rashi also holds that it works, even without the pasuk of Tashbisu. Rashi agrees to Taisvis that hefker, bittul, is a thing that works. Rashi is all saying that no, but it's also the pasuk. The pasuk includes that.
Oh, that tomorrow. I'm before starting the new Gemara, I'm still talking about that tomorrow. I didn't finish that. I'm saving that for tomorrow. What's the plan? Actually, 1 second.
No, mash.
Whatever
you want.
You got the car in? So let's go eat something.
Whatever you want.
Where are we going? Okay, we'll get the car. Okay.
I tried to give him.
No, I'm good.
I said he's very lucky.
Yeah.